Dubai Eye
103.8. One of the big talkers of the day thus far has been all things mosquitoes. Why are we talking mosquitoes? Because it's official. I know that you think that you're imagining it and you think that you're alone, but you're not, because it's been confirmed that there are a spike in the number of mosquitoes here in the UAE at the moment. Desert greening projects have created perfect conditions for the bugs. New housing developments often come with lush vegetation and stagnant lakes, both in the building environments themselves and afterwards, which is seeing a spike in the number of mosquitoes across the UAE. Zines, that's prompted people to send, that's prompted us to scratch ourselves throughout the last couple of hours. But it's also prompted people to send in their advice of how to prevent a mosquito biting you. And I've also got a few that have come through just recently as well. It seems to have taken on belief of itself. What do you do to stop your mosquito bites from itching faster? Apparently, if you put an X through the bite with your fingernail, this one has come from Ilo out there, put an X through the bite with a fingernail, and it will stop it itching from the first place.
I used to do that, but not an X, just like a minus sign.
Vivi's also been in touch with us as well. Hydrocortisone stops the itching. You can buy it at any drugstore. Also, after washing the area well, apply Neosporin once a day. Never heard of them. Scratching can lead to infection, so try not. I know you're not meant to scratch it, but how difficult is that?
I know. It's inevitable. But see, there are other solutions you haven't tried yet. So there you go. Some good suggestions.
If there are other suggestions, we would appreciate that, please. Krisha has joined us, one of our colleagues from the ARN News Desk. Thank you so much indeed for being with us. You felt the demand to talk when you heard mosquitoes mentioned here in the office. So let's paint a picture. So whereabouts are you based?
I live in Jamura Park.
Okay. Problems down there?
I've lived there for 5.5 years, and this is the worst we've ever seen it.
Why?
It's so bad. We were sat outside having dinner on Friday night, and the top above our dining room table was thick with mosquitoes. I've never seen anything like it. Horrendous. On Saturday, we then went for, we were hosting a barbecue for a friend. I then went to the supermarket and spent 300 dirhams on all of the things, you know, the plug-ins, the citronella, everything. And we were still eaten alive.
Really?
Still.
And why, and has there been, in terms of the sort of facility management teams down there, the gardeners, etc., is there any reason why?
All I can put it down to is the recent spate of wet weather. Mm. I think that's got to have had an effect. We've never had as much rain, I don't think. And we have all complained to the community, and actually they are doing fogging now in Jamura Park.
Now, are you a fan of fogging or not?
Yeah, I mean, we need to get rid of them.
The only reason I ask this question is that we have had reports in, and I've sort of got a little bit of history on this one, where municipality, not so much in your municipality, but pest control, are very quick to fog without sort of warning residents, which can have a sort of negative impact on anyone that might have a breathing condition, but also other pets, you know. Just a little warning to keep your cats in or your dogs in or other pets in might not go amiss.
True. I mean, they did send an email last week giving us the times for each district. Obviously, I mean, it's fogging, it can spread to other districts, yeah. But my counteract to this is, if you've ever been on holiday to Thailand, the Maldives, these resorts do it every other day.
True.
So, yeah. I mean, we have to keep them down, don't we? Yeah. I mean, they do carry disease. They are, and at the very least, they're a big nuisance. I mean, talking about the remedies, I actually have you seen the little electric clickers?
I haven't.
They're brilliant.
What is it?
Boots sell. Chemists.
What, it's just like a little EpiPen for a bite?
Yeah, and I think it's like an electrical charge.
Nice.
And honestly, 4 clicks of that, you're done.
Really?
Yeah.
And they work?
Really, really works.
I'm glad that something does work, because I'm with you on the whole citronella things and the hanging and
useless.
That. And there's only so much they do, but they don't solve the problem, that's for sure.
No. I mean, the other thing, I also have some really strong DEET. Almost pure DEET.
Okay.
And that does give you a bit of protection, but it's really strong. I'm not sure the health benefits on that. There must be some sort of risk.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
It is a major concern, and I know that a lot of people are making light of it on the text messages this morning, but just judging by the amount of feedback we're getting from listeners on the text messages, also on Facebook at the moment as well, and this seems to be across the city, doesn't it, Zines? I mean, you have problems yourself?
Yes, we live very close to a lake, and all of our neighbors have been complaining about it as well. And just to that point, when you said, you know, spraying pesticides could affect other pets, I've got a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they play on the grass just by the lake. So it is a big concern for parents as well, especially of small children. And judging by the posts on Facebook, it seems to be happening in certain communities. I'm not going to mention them, but certainly communities where there are ponds, lakes, and lots of grass.
And is this just a seasonal thing, or is this a year-round thing now?
I think it's seasonal. I think it's definitely seasonal. I actually, having been here 9.5 years, I believe that this time has always traditionally been quite bad. Yeah. That's my experience.
It's just that sort of that change of season, isn't it? When we're going from the cooler months into the warmer months, and there seems to be, I don't know whether it's breeding season or not, but there just seems to be a lot more around at the moment.
Absolutely.
Krisha, really appreciate you coming on in and painting a picture of the problems down in JP.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.